Hey, this is Gabe. We had a short week because of that federal holiday, and we're all prepping for tonight's Comedy for Choice event in Columbus. If you're listening to this before Thursday evening, you can join us at Signature Wines. Check out our Facebook page for more information. Or tomorrow night, you can find us at The Nash in Cleveland. Both events, $25, a great panel of comedians. Since we're busy prepping for those right now, we're just going to have a quickie today of NARAL's The Morning After. This week, we saw defunding legislation, two hearings, one in the House, one in the Senate. Senate President Keith Faber presented testimony on his plan to defund Planned Parenthood. He focused very heavily on the videos we've all heard about from Planned Parenthood-associated people from other states. None of these had anything to do with Ohio, but regardless, Senate President Faber feels the need to defund Planned Parenthood here in our state. His bill will end funding for HIV and AIDS programs operated by Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood's breast and cervical cancer testing and treatment, infertility treatment, their Healthy Moms, Healthy Babies program to help reduce infant mortality. It's going to stop their ability to have comprehensive sex ed programs in public schools. All of these will end. None of these programs have anything to do with abortion, but this is what he legislatively is able to attack, so he's attacking. The quote from him was that this is the last straw between him and Planned Parenthood. He provided that testimony, so he gets this week's walk of shame. Our That's What She Said moment came from Senator Edna Brown. She asked Ohio Right to Life immediately following Senate President Faber's testimony, "Do you know the people who made those videos have ties to those who bombed clinics?" Ohio Right to Life acknowledged that they did. She followed up by saying, "Does those ties to those who bombed the clinics bother you?" Ohio Right to Life said, "No, they're not bothered by that." It was really terrific for Senator Brown to call Ohio Right to Life out for siding with people who would actually attack abortion providers. She did a terrific job in the hearing. Along with Senator Brown, we saw terrific questions from Senator Kenny Hugo, and over in the House, Representative Kevin Boyce and Representative Janine Boyd. All of them really stood their ground on behalf of Ohio women. Terrific job by those four legislators. Of course, the opponents of Planned Parenthood made allegations of fraud, completely ignoring the fact that the Ohio Attorney General, the Ohio State Auditor, and the Ohio Department of Health have all looked into Planned Parenthood's business in the past couple months and haven't found a single thing wrong. This week, we also saw Hillary Clinton and the rest of the Democratic candidates in the Democratic debate, the first debate. We give Hillary a little shout out because she did stand up for Planned Parenthood. There's a terrific quote from her defending the organization. None of the other candidates discussed Planned Parenthood. There were no questions on reproductive health at all, which we thought was fairly disappointing. NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio has not yet endorsed in the presidential race, but we did think that this debate was worth shouting out. We want to give an acknowledgement to our neighbors at Thurber House. October 27th, they're having an event, Books and Brews. You can find Thurber House on Facebook. We'll be back next week with a discussion of all of the abortion access without apology legislation as promised. That package of bills has started to be introduced. You can find more information about that legislation at our website, prochoiceohio.org. We'll see everybody next week. NARAL's The Morning After is a production of NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio.